attention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall.
It's out of here.
It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on The Roar on a Thursday, August 28th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead. We are live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654-ROAR is the number you'd like to join us on the phones or on the Adams Curving text line, 654-7627 today. Fun show coming up. We've got Jeff Callen joining us in the first hour. Get excited about that. He is the associate AD for athletic communications at Clemson. So he is your logistical Q&A guy. All the questions you sent us yesterday that we could not answer, Jeff can answer largely all of them.
He is the communicator. No one else can communicate. Only Jeff.
If you have questions, all of you that called Ben asking where they're supposed to park yesterday, like Ben would know, this is your time. This is your moment in the next, in the next 30 minutes. We're going to try to answer as many of those questions as we possibly can.
Yeah, well, he's going to be on in 20 minutes.
That's right.
So, yes, give us a... You can text us if you have a specific question. We'll try to pass that information along.
Yes. So that is going to be fun for everyone. We have winners with Brian Edwards at 1:45. And before that, our picks are due at 1. This is a busy day. It's a good day. Busy day. A lot of things going on. We are talking lots of games. I have questions, thoughts, opinions, perspectives on the games tonight. And also some of the biggest games through the weekend, the questions that people have. We will go through our pick'em contest as well this week, and we'll let you know who picked whom once everybody's picks are in.
We have two people whose picks are not in.
I am one.
One is sitting across from me.
We're going to do that live. I'll get them in. I've got one that I'm really hung up on. I think I know where I'm going.
Live radio here. Do you primarily use your Gmail, Hotmail, or Roar?
For these purposes, I'll use the Roar.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm making sure that, yeah.
Yes.
Done.
So we're good. We're good. I do have lots of emails.
I used to think, I'm old enough to remember when Hotmail first became a thing.
You know.
For whatever reason. Hello, by the way.
Hello.
I thought Hotmail was like a bad website, like a naughty place.
Oh, did you?
I really did when it first came out. Like, oh my God, that guy's got a Hotmail account. I don't know what I thought, but I didn't think it was good.
What's going on in that inbox, there, pal? Oh man, how times have changed. Hotmail's like the most tame place you can be on the internet these days. I appreciate that Gmail. I had to make a Gmail for a class at Clemson, and I used my Hotmail for, I don't know when I got an email, probably in high school sometime. So I used my Hotmail for years, 6 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever, and then got a Gmail either it was either last semester undergrad or first semester grad school. I got a Gmail account, and I appreciate that Gmail lets you forward that stuff in, because if people still use my Hotmail, because I'm thinking, well, if I don't have to switch it, I'll just let people keep using my Hotmail, and it'll just all go to the same place.
Okay, so a texter says that I'm not the only one. They thought the same thing about Hotmail. I don't remember why I thought that. What's the oldest email that you have? I mean, I have...
Hotmail's my oldest.
Well, I have some that you've never heard of. I mean, I did. Like, I remember, I think it was Prodigy, maybe, something like that. I still have access to my original AOL account.
Do you really?
I do. The last time I looked at that was about a year ago, and there were there was 17,000 tweets, emails in there. They were all spam.
All of them.
Every single one.
So you weren't missing anything.
Yeah.
Oh, people are still people are getting in.
Yeah.
My dad had a MindSpring.
Oh, I do. I remember the MindSpring.
He had a MindSpring. And you know, we're just thinking that. I remember the most fun you could ever have, okay, is like on a Sunday night where dad has a business meeting or like he's just trying to talk. And my dad's a pastor, so I'm not just running into random pastors' offices. But he would be like, "Yes, you can play Space Cadet Pinball on my work computer." So we'd go in there and do that because it was like the internet computer. And then I'll never forget when I came home and dad had bought a desk for our playroom / his study at home with a computer that, like, he set up an email. Like, it was a massive day in probably 1997 when that happened. And I will never forget that. Dad, the first email I remember my dad having was a MindSpring email.
How about that?
And I don't even know what MindSpring is. I got no idea.
Texter's talking about a Juno account. I remember that name. That's an old one. BellSouth.net. Yeah, that's the. It's funny on the and a lot of people saying they still have an AOL as well. It's funny. Do you remember? You probably don't remember. AOL was huge. I mean, AOL was like Google.
Yes.
It really was.
Yes.
It was enormous. And, you know, truth is, it's still actually a pretty decent site. I don't ever go to it. I went to it right now just to make sure it was still there.
It's still giving you news of the day?
But, it's a pretty decent site. I've told this on the air before. The chat rooms that they had, they used to have these chat rooms, you know, little forums, live chats. And you picked your, you know, like you could go to world events or sports. So we did a college, there was a college sports one. And then, there were subcategories in that. I would do that every morning when I would walk into the office and waste my boss's money and play on the internet.
This is a safe space here. It's just you and me talking.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I would never do that now. So there was probably 12 of us that were always in this one group, in this one room of, 100, 200, who knows. But there's always like 12 active people, and we all got to know each other to the point that some of us have met, like the town planner in Hardyville. He's a big South Carolina fan. I've gotten together. His name's Teddy. I've gotten together with Teddy when I've gone to Columbia. He's done the same when he's come up here. And one of them is a board of trustee member at Penn State, or at least was back in the day.
I remember you talking about that, yeah.
And I, got a lot of intel through that. And we've kind of lost touch over the last few years, but, 15, 20 years we kept in touch. And that's pretty cool.
Hank says, I work in contract for healthcare. The amount of legitimate doctors who still use AOL accounts is concerning. So he's still doing that. You know, is AIM still a thing?
Who?
Instant Messenger through AOL? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, that was the big thing. And, like, we had four. I have three siblings. Yeah. We were not allowed to have IM because we had one computer that was a dial-up internet.
I think it is.
And we were not, we were just not allowed to, like, none of us were allowed to have instant messenger accounts because how would we possibly share that and also talk on the phone?
Yeah, Tech said, per Ben, meet up with people from online chat rooms. Advice for life. You know what?
That's great.
As I was saying that, I did have the thought of how innocent that used to be, and now that's about the creepiest thing you could do on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Texter.
Depends on which chat room you're in, by the way.
It was a different time, different place.
How about this one? Texter says Ben still uses Ask Jeeves.
I don't know what that is.
Ask Jeeves. It was like the Google. It was like instead of just Googling a topic, you would ask Jeeves a question, and Jeeves would answer your question. So it's like the most rudimentary AI.
Well, we can ask Jeff. We're going to replace Ask Jeeves with Ask Jeff.
Beautiful.
And in about 9 minutes.
The other thing that that makes me think of, which the real ones will know what I'm talking about. One of the funniest running bits on Parks and Rec. Ben, I think you'll appreciate this. One of the funniest running bits on Parks and Rec is how everybody in Pawnee uses Alta Vista for their search engine. It comes up like once a season. People talk about Alta Vista. And like, I didn't know what that was. And then I looked up that Alta Vista was like prehistoric Google. And the people in Pawnee are just, they're just still using Alta Vista. It's just, it's an amazing running gag in that show. Let's go to LOL Jesse, who joins us next about not football, not Clemson LSU, not South Carolina Virginia Tech, but the internet, Al Gore's internet. LOL Jesse, what's up, man?
Clark, I don't think I've called you in 6 months, but man, you got me fired up. Can I ask you how old you are? I've met you a couple times. Are you 35? I'm 35.
I'm 36. We're in the same group, buddy.
We can't get you out to talk about college football, baseball, basketball. By gosh, we bring up the internet. LOL Jesse's calling us.
Clark, I feel like we grew up in similar households. I mean, just listen to you talk. I mean, do you remember the fears of the chat room? I mean, someone was going to grab you through your computer and yank you.
Oh yeah,
and you couldn't do it.
Oh yeah, it was it was like a factory for Wiccan. Witch activity, like it was bad. It was bad, like child snatchers. Yeah, it was. Yeah, there was fear of God in that.
We would sit in Sunday school class and like, don't get on the chat rooms. Now those same our parents and grandparents are putting everything on Facebook. Where are you at today? Where are you on vacation today? It's funny, different time for sure.
That's true. It only took like 8 years for that to change too. Where like. Never go on the internet ever. Don't let anybody know who you are to, like, guess where I am every moment.
Exactly.
That's great.
It's just you took me down memory lane, man. Hey, I think Tigers are I think Clemson's going to be okay with LSU. Walt got me all fired up. Y'all going to beat him by 10 or 15 or 20 or something. But I think he's going to be okay against LSU. I'm a little nervous about the Gamecocks this year, but a la Gamecock will. We're going 12-0, baby. 12-0 for Gamecock Will. Hey, enjoy it, man.
LOL, Jesse, I appreciate the phone call. I love a Gamecock Will tribute 12-0 prediction. I love that. We hadn't gotten one of those this year from a Gamecock fan. So, LOL, Jesse, thank you for that. That's really neat. Can I tell you, I woke up this morning. I don't know if I'm feeling violent. I don't know if it's the four cups of coffee I've had already today. But, Liam. South Carolina, you ain't got to worry. 17, 21, 27, you ain't got to worry about it.
I have landed in the same spot.
I know you're going to be nervous, Gamecock fans. You remember Old Dominion. Just a couple years ago, Old Dominion beat Virginia Tech, okay? So, like, don't even worry about that. You have Lenore Sellers. He's the best player on the field. I think South Carolina has... I was thinking about this. I bet if I went and just did a list. Virginia Tech's roster is so sad to me that I didn't do a list. But I bet if I did a list, I bet South Carolina would have no fewer than 8 of the 10 best players on the field in this game. Total talent mismatch. Total coaching mismatch. It's a mismatch. Total mismatch. Neutral field, mismatch. Lay 'em. I ain't worried about it. When we come back, Jeff Callen with all of your Clemson football related questions. Yes, he has said he will even delve into parking. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues right after this. You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Tiger fans and bargain shoppers alike, come shop Elkmont's Labor Day sale going on now. Elkmont features great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z-Supply, Columbia, and more. Enjoy savings up to 75% off. On Friday and Saturday, join Elkmont for an inventory reduction sale in the parking lot at the Clemson location. Elkmont is located at the Highway 93 exit off Highway 123 in Clemson or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass, there's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
If you love football, you'd be head over heels watching your favorite team play at Easley's new venue, Southern Weaving Food Hall. With four dining options under one roof, a full bar, and a huge amphitheater with a 20-foot screen, there's nothing like this anywhere to watch all the games, including LSU at Clemson August 30th. They'll have face painting and a balloon artist for the kids, along with football, food, and drink specials. Southern Weaving Food Hall Easley on the Doodle Trail at 210 Fern Street. For event info, find and follow them on social media.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leak, down long, there's Wesco! Catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes! Touchdown! Wesco from 76.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, hour one continues Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. We were so slammed with questions about game day this weekend, first Friday parade, the whole nine, and a busy opening week of sports on Clemson's campus. And here with the answers to all of your questions is my friend and the Associate Athletic Director for Athletic Communications at Clemson, Jeff Callen, who's kind enough to join us for all of the rundown on the weekend. Jeff, good afternoon. How are you, man?
I'm doing fantastic. And yes, I think I might have answers to a very specific subset of questions here. But yeah, not all of life, hopefully.
Hey, you know what? We're just going to read them. So if somebody asks the meaning of life, we're just going to throw that one at you too. But we'll try to keep it like to parking, like easy questions like where are people supposed to park?
Fire away.
All right, so let's talk about First Friday Parade. Let's do that out the chute because we got a few questions yesterday about timing and the logistics of that. Are there any changes to First Friday Parade this year?
There are no major changes to First Friday Parade this year. It's going to start sort of in front of the President's House there by the Cherry Road intersection, and they kind of back up the parade there into the Douthat Hills area to get it started. They'll shut down the road just before 6 o'clock, and parade will start there just after 6 on kind of that Highway 93 route that that people have come to know and love. And so it'll get started there. Women's basketball head coach Sean Poppy serving as grand marshal. So he'll be able to be there as well. But yeah, going down Cherry Road and then kind of finishing out at the lower intramural field. So we think of that as lot one, I think in IFTE parlance. But the lower intramural field. And then, you know, we're hoping obviously after that people sort of pile into kind of one of two places. One, we've got our men's soccer team playing host to UAB right there at 7 o'clock. And then also the ACC huddle is going to be on Bowman Field in somewhat of a different location for them, but maybe one that's like a little bit of akin to where we've seen College game day in the past.
So, and I didn't really think about this. So they're going to be are they going to be broadcasting during the parade or a little before the parade? Like there's going to be a nice crowd forming out there while they do some of their stuff on Friday. Is that correct?
I love it when a plan comes together. Yeah, they are going to be gathering some of their initial, I believe they go on air at 7, and there's actually going to be a couple of other hits throughout the course of the day, I think, from that location that may take place on the Sports Center or some of the college football lead-up shows as well on Friday. And then, obviously, Saturday morning, they'll get started there on air at 10 a.m., 10 to noon, and then have a couple of different hits throughout the morning there as people are working ahead of being able to tune in for your all show.
Fantastic stuff. We got a ton of parking questions. I'm not expecting you to answer like every lot question or anything like that, but I do know that because of construction, there's been changes with maybe some lot designations and things like that. What are the major changes that when people are arriving on campus on Saturday that they can expect to see?
Well, I think the big one that people will know or notice, and I guess I should probably even back up for a second. Like,
you know, a lot of people don't realize there's about 14,500 assigned parking spots on a football game day between the ones that are assigned to specific spots and then between those that are area lot designations. So about 14,500. This year, that net parking is down about 600 or 700 as a result of some of the construction going on over by Lot 10, and it was previously Lot 10, 21, Old Williamson Road, where there's a parking garage going in, which when that opens in 2027 will be net really good, but obviously in this transition period creates a little bit of a challenge in that area. Other than that, though, a lot of it is really similar. There is some additional assigned parking now out by the Madryn Center. The what was previously the driving range is now actually a paved parking lot that is assigned to there are actually IPTA members that are assigned to that lot now. And so the single game parking, there are a couple of options for that for folks that are looking for single game parking out at Seneca Creek Meadow, which is general parking, and we actually offer a shuttle service from there to and from Doug Kingsmore Stadium and kind of have a bus let off there. And then Lower Kite Hill, so if people know where that is, there's sort of a gravel entrance located off of Newman Road, which is an option. And then also at our website on ClemsonTigers.com, we also have listed there private-owned pay-to-park options for folks who live in the downtown area and, like, really close to campus. And so you'll see there's a lot of email addresses and then addresses of actual, you know, and that might be parking in somebody's yard. That might be in those other places, you know, where they're just off campus. And then finally, the city of Clemson will have its parking garages open. It's about 220 spaces off of Keith Street, their Keith Street lot, and then their Fenley Street lot. And there's no pre-purchase of those. So those are first come, first serve, all day parking for $40. So, so those are like the single game options. You know, as always, when we have events like this, I mean, we want people to come and arrive early. I don't expect any other major road closures or any other major issues to traffic, but I think looking in advance, we actually have on our site on our game day guide, and then you should also receive it via email if you're coming. We actually have an interactive map where you can navigate directly to where your lot is, and a lot of times that's going to be a good way. So definitely trying to plan out your route in advance. And then, you know, one of the other things we see oftentimes for these 7:30 type kicks is that traffic tends to spread out just a little bit compared to those noon where everybody's kind of coming in between 2 and 4 hours pregame. This tends to spread out a little bit. Again, we encourage people to get here early and just have a great day out here and just enjoy the day.
A couple more on the parking front. I know I hear this all the time from people. Well, all they're doing is just there's taking away parking and they're getting less and less parking all the time. You're in 27. We know that with the parking garage, it is going to be a significant add there in terms of parking. So it's not just a gradual downsizing. Even next year, though, like this is sort of a momentary thing. As I understand it, there will be a net gain next year. At least that's what we expect right now. Am I wrong in saying that? And we got to wait till 27 or is there going to be some relief for people trying to park next year?
Gosh, I don't want to put any of my compatriots across the street there on campus on any kind of pressure there on that. But certainly, there's some hope to be able to get some of that through 2026. Again, there's the addition of the lot that's over by Madryn Center. Additionally, there is going to be a lot that's opening up and is actually assigned for this year over where the old student union was is going to be kind of a gravel lot. And so there was some addition there that maybe offsets a little bit of about the 1,100 total that were lost. So that's the offset. That's where I got to that net number from. I think that's the goal. Obviously we've got a growing campus and certainly from a day to day where we've got, you know, 20,000 or sometimes 30,000 students and faculty and staff coming to and from campus. Obviously, the strain on that from having 81.5 here on Saturdays is always going to be a challenge. But, you know, certainly we are, you know, if people know this about Clemson is that, you know, if there's a spot, we're going to try to park it and try to figure that out. And so, you know, we continue to look at every available option, every available space. And then even, you know, knowing how and looking at how those are arranged and whether or not we need to do those. So Jason Wilson over in IPTE um, is the guy's just he sits there, I think maybe in the basement of the building, just masterminding how all the parking works, and having such a great feel for it. It's not an easy job. Again, quite honestly, it's just not. It's 14,500 spots across the campus. And, you know, again, if we could build more and do stuff instantly, I think you'd see more of that. And, you know, the parking garage, which should bring, I think, about 1,200 spaces, along with a couple of the lots beside it, it's just going to take a little bit of time. And so certainly there's some recognition from our end of that, but also, you know, we need to, some help is on the way and some relief is on the way, to your point.
We've gotten, speaking with Jeff Callen here, athletic communications czar at Clemson, with all your all the answers to your questions about game day logistics. We've gotten several questions even just in the last couple of minutes about Cherry Road. I know it's been a popular spot for folks to sort of just drive up and throw a car beside the road. Is that going to be, are there going to be changes to that similar to what you're talking about with the driving range there?
If you mean maybe Old Stadium, where Cherry hits Old Stadium, yeah. I do know that there's some people that have tended to park on Cherry and then alongside Old Stadium. I mean, certainly I don't anticipate or I don't know of any changes there. We obviously want people to go to places where they're able to be safe, and sometimes that parking that is directly adjacent to the street can cause a little bit of, you know, people have to be aware, especially around those curves from a pedestrian standpoint. But I don't anticipate any enforced changes there.
You know, we had let's talk of stadium. Got a couple questions on that. We talked about alcohol sales with Graham Neff on Tuesday. I thought he really had a great perspective on that. I mean, it seems like the logistics of that, as somebody who attended the Savannah Bananas game, it seemed like there were very few interruptions. It was pretty smooth from an alcohol sales standpoint. What can people expect there? Any additional interruptions or additional time needed at concessions, things like that? What's that sort of going to look like?
Well, one of the things from an alcohol sales standpoint is those actually need to take place at kiosks or at areas that are not within the brick-and-mortar concession stands. And so there'll actually be, I think it's 50 different points of sale throughout the course, throughout the concourses. One of the things we learned actually a little bit with the Savannah Bananas game, or that we witnessed, is that we tended to see the lines for the beer sales to kind of stack up almost at the 20s toward the end zones, but then kind of the midfield area around the 50 was sort of clear, and there's a couple of really good walk-in areas over there. There's a couple of walkthroughs where it's like a really easy, you know, kind of grab-and-go kind of places for those. And so there's a lot more options from a purchasing standpoint versus just waiting at the brick and mortar. And so again, there will not actually be alcohol sales at the brick and mortar concession locations. The alcohol sales will take place within kiosks, again, throughout the concourse. So there's a little bit of a dynamic that we're going to need to learn more about and have an understanding for how it goes and which locations work and which ones we might need to tweak a little bit. There's going to be quite a bit of homework being done here in terms of, you know, how those interacts with bathroom lines, alcoholic beverages, and the concession stands, and how that goes. But there's certainly going to be some lessons learned there. But again, also you've maybe seen them spring up within the venues, is those kind of like walkthrough, where we actually have the ones in there now, where you can go, you can almost grab your own snacks, you take it over, it sort of gives you a spot to check out, and you're just kind of on your way as kind of a walkthrough market kind of thing. And so that also we hope will help dissipate some of the queuing that takes place. But again, learning experience for us. Anytime you bring in a concessions offering of this magnitude and throughout the stadium, there's certainly a lot to be learned. And so we had a little bit of a soft run through at spring game, and then another run through with Savannah Bananas, and then now as we unleash it here, first game of the year. Again, a lot of lessons to be learned, but I feel, and I think we feel really good about how we've gone about, how thoughtful we've been in what that process is, and the IDing process. You need to have your ID with you at all times. That we're not going to accept vertical IDs. There's going to be limited locations. There's not going to be any by the student section, so they're going to be sort of pushed around a little bit. No more than two alcoholic beverages at a time. If the bartenders feel that the people approaching have been overserved, they will not continue to serve, and then the sales will cut off after the third quarter. So, look, we know that there's going to be some rushes at some different times. You know, one of the ones we usually get in conjunction with this, though for us it's probably a separate deal, is that there is no change to the stadium reentry policy at this time. So, you know, we know that there's some folks that leave the stadium and they may hit a nearby, you know, port-a-john, or they may run back to the tailgate to grab something and then come back over to the stadium. That's still going to be allowed. You still need to make sure that you grab, grab the either wristband or voucher going out, and then bring your ticket back with you so that you've got both so you can get back in. But, you know, again, a lot for us to learn here this Saturday.
Let's talk about gathering at the Paw, too. I know Graham mentioned it. We've been sort of talking about it for about the last month. Not just the gathering at the Paw part, but sort of reiterate those things, but also I know Graham mentioned, and you guys are very cognizant of, the sort of crunch that comes when fewer people are on the stadium, on the field, more people exiting the stadium, and then with the night game, trying to probably get in the car and go home, so maybe a little more patience required there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is, and again, Graham alluded to it on Tuesday, or outright spoke about it on Tuesday, it's just got to be a little bit different this year, and we're really calling on our fans to help. We're trying to be very out there in our communication. Certainly, we've talked about it publicly multiple times. It's in all of our emails. It's in all of our game day guides. We're just asking people to hold off until after the alma mater to come onto the field. Really, the purpose there is we need to make sure that LSU is able and the visiting team is able to get off the field in not only a timely manner but a safe manner. And it can just be a lot of commotion going on there. In that immediate post game, and so, you know, asking for folks, we kind of have a little bit of a plan for how we can use the time after the game, and some things maybe that we can do from an entertainment standpoint after the game, and so really just encouraging people. I mean, that is an active choice, and we're asking people to, you know, sort of make the active choice to hang out at their spot, and then, you know, again, once the alma mater is done, then come on, you know, through the West. We've got a couple of entry points in the West. We've got obviously the Hill in the East. We really urge people not to jump over the walls. That's always a situation that can cause concern for people jumping over the walls. So really asking them to if they are going to enter the field after the alma mater, come through the East where we're opening up the gates, come through the West where there's a couple of different entry points. And you know, again, it's a tradition that we love. It's a tradition that's really special to Clemson. But we need to be thoughtful about how we do it. We need to be really safe for our visitors, and B, there's a fine component. I mean, it's upwards. The first offense is $50,000, the second offense $100,000, and then every subsequent offense is $200,000 that Clemson would be paying back to the league, to the scholarship fund for every subsequent occurrence. And so, you know, again, asking for our fans' help on that.
All right, real quick, I know we're out of time, so we'll let you run, but is there anything else that we need to know, anything very very specific that you wanted to address that we haven't asked you about?
We're so excited, you know, to be able to welcome people back. I mean, this has been one of the, you know, probably hottest, most anticipated games that we've had at home, you know, in a long time, and we love for people to be here part of the day. And just a reminder of, you know, one of the things that makes Clemson so special is the way we treat our visitors, and not just the teams, but the families of the teams, and that every one of us is an ambassador for this university and for this place. We're going to have all of the nation's eyes on Clemson University and Clemson Athletics this Saturday. It's an incredible privilege, and we're excited to be able to welcome all those different groups here, and keeping that at the forefront of how we treat each other, how we go about cheering, how we act in the stadium, how we look at our alcohol consumption, all of those things and how all of those play together. We just need to be great stewards of Clemson University, and we know people are going to do that.
Jeff Callen, thanks very much. I know folks really appreciate the info. Best of luck this weekend. I know it's going to be awesome.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you guys this weekend.
All right, Jeff Callen joining the program. Let's take a break. More football talk on the other side.
The opening game of the 2025 season is finally here as the Clemson Tigers play host to the LSU Tigers inside Memorial Stadium this Saturday night. A big year with big expectations ahead, and the Tigers look to start off the 2025 campaign strong with a win. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 with the Tiger Tailgate Show starting at 4:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
where every day is game day.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Jumpstart your college football kickoff on Saturday, August 30th at both locations of Reuben Sports and Spirits, showcasing all the big game from noon to 7:30 when Tigers play, with live music from 3 to 6 at both locations, along with a dozen wings and a bucket of beer, just $34.95. All the games, surround sound, and tailgate menu available. Game day specials every football Saturday. Your favorite destination for sports and spirits. Reuben Sports and Spirits on the Parkway, Greenville, Highway 81, Powdersville.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the low 400s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space, or save up to $25,000 on a completed home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an oyster roast and par 3 golf tournament, Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks, then tee it up under the lights with friends in our par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster roast starts at 5:30, shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great cause, supporting Clemson University and our community.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Hey, I was doing
just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an
Blockhaven.com, BLOCHaven.com. It is Greenville's climbing, bouldering source. Listen, you can go there. You can do whatever you want in there, you know, as long as it involves, like, rock climbing. You can make it a part of your you can make it a part of your workout. They have, like, a bench press out there. They've got certainly weights where it's not just about bouldering. It's not just about exploring the 200-plus maps, but it is about a holistic workout. You can take your kids over there and then, like, get a sandwich. Like, they've got a nice little place where you can sort of sit and relax and watch everything happen. It's a great event space. I love spots that are versatile. We love versatility in sports. I love versatility in an event space like this, and Blockhaven's got you covered. You mentioned the Roy. You get 20% off your first day pass at Blockhaven. Go by and see him at the Judson Mill right there on the way to Greenville. Blockhaven.com.
Appreciate Jeff Callen coming on with us last segment, talking mainly about parking. A couple of people have asked about the parking map that he talked about. If you go ClemsonTigers.com, then you select football, then you select game day. The game day guide is the number one, the top story there. So if you view the guide, the button for the tab for parking is right there. And you can, you know, it's got interactive parking, eligibility chart, gives you an explanation of each lot and all that good stuff. So that's ClemsonTigers.com under sports football, then game day guide, then parking.
Very good. And it is, I say this, I know this is going to be, it's not like this for everybody, but I found it pretty easy to navigate and get there. So hopefully it's easy for everybody else. Let's go to Dre in Greenville, who's up with us next. 654 Roar, if you'd like to get in on the phones or on the Adams and Co. Roofing text line. What's up, Dre?
What up, guys? How y'all doing today?
We are doing great. Hope you're doing well.
I could be doing a little better right now after what I just seen. But I wanted to get in on two things, my man. First thing I wanted to get into was it's just something that really grinds my gears, man, as a Clemson fan. Being a millennial born in the 90s, you know, I like new wave. You know, I like new things that push the boundaries. But also growing up with older people influencing my life, I value tradition. I enjoy traditional things, and some things I'm just overly traditional about than others. Biggest thing that I seen today and it really ticked me off was, how long will it be before Clemson fans finally remember that the Tiger Paw is supposed to be pointed at 1 o'clock? I get tired of seeing trucks and cars and everything, and the paw is just pointed whichever way. I mean, if you're a true Clemson fan, you know 1 o'clock is where the Tiger Paw goes. So am I wrong for wanting to crash out about that situation?
Dre, my friend, you've come to the right place. It is a daily frustration for me. Me and a couple of friends on Twitter routinely take photos of this. In fact, I have been known to straighten that for you if you're parked in a parking lot, and I can remove your decal and straighten it for you. So, yes, keep preaching it, brother, because that is the truth right there.
All right, second thing I wanted to do, I'll take your comments on this one off the air, man. I just wanted to give you guys my score. I'm going to give it to Waddle a little later and see what he has to say about it. But I got Clemson 38, LSU 24, man. I'll take your comments off the air.
Thanks very much, Dre. Appreciate the phone call. You know what? I could see that. I was actually thinking this. If somebody asked me in a non-specific way, what range do I think I could see this game being played in? I think Clemson in the mid-30s is reasonable. I think LSU in the mid-20s is reasonable. Now, with that said, I haven't settled on a range yet. But I think that's reasonable. I do think that the higher scoring this game goes, I got to be honest, I think the higher scoring the game goes, both sides. Like, if both teams are in the 30s, I think that's a game that LSU would probably like to play. I do think for Clemson to win, their defense is going to have to play really, really well. I think Clemson's more likely to win a game where both teams are in the 20s as opposed to both teams in the 30s. But that's just sort of a lean. I'm not like super convicted on that.
When you say 38-24, to me, I'm thinking that sounds like a mid-season, late-season score. Early on, I would be surprised if this game gets into the 30s.
What's my total here? 57.5.
57.5. You know, so 30, you know, 35, 30-ish range, or 35, 27, you know, maybe even lower than that. No, I would say 35 is more points than I've – what am I saying? I'm not sure that these teams are getting in the 30s.
Yeah, I think – so the Vegas – the spread and the total, this is a good way to think about it. What score does Vegas think the game is going to be? And then see if you think the game is wildly on one side or the other going to be different than that. If you're telling me the Clemson, which I'm looking at the ESPN bet number right now, the ESPN bet number is Clemson minus 4.5 with a 57.5 total, you're basically telling me that this is a 31-27 Clemson win. That's what Vegas is putting out there.
Right.
And I don't think that's wildly off base, to your point.
I can see that. I can see that maybe is a little higher than what I'm thinking, but, you know, splitting hairs now.
Right. And you can also think about it this way. To get to 31-27, unless there's a two-point conversion somewhere, you're talking about five scoring drives apiece in a game where you're probably going to see 12-ish possessions maybe apiece, 11 to 13, probably in that range.
I just think, and as soon as I say this, this is going to be a shootout in the first quarter, but I just think of these type of games in the past that have so much energy and emotion that the defenses, if a defense doesn't settle in, they're okay. If an offense doesn't settle in, they go three and out.
Right.
And that's sort of what I'm thinking, that there'll be a little bit of a feeling out process here in, you know, maybe the first half.
Can I tell you, before we go to Delvin here, one other thing I'm thinking about in this game, and it spooks me to take unders, because what you're saying leads me to a lot of unders in week one. But here's the problem with unders, because a game that's got punts is an under game. A game that's got turnovers could be an over game. I mean, think about Kansas State, Iowa State. First possession of the game is a defensive stop and then a muff punt and it's first and goal. And then that easily is going to be a touchdown right there. Even though there's a stop, there's a turnover. Well, then there's another turnover. And then, you know, you've got a couple more lost fumbles in there. So the more turnovers you have, the more possibility you have for short fields and easy scores and stuff like that. The more punts you have, I think you're taking unders. So you got to be aware of that. What type of game is it going to be? Turnover prone teams, or is it going to be like punts and three and outs and things like that? Let's go to Delvin, final 90 seconds or so of this hour. What's up, Delvin?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, man.
The two games that interest me tonight, of course, is ECU and NC State. They interest me tonight. But that South Florida Border State game interests me tonight.
I'm excited. I mean, that was the first game, so I'm excited. I'm going to watch a full half of that for sure. I've got three tonight. I've got those two in Nebraska-Cincinnati that I have thoughts on. And I do think I may give out a I'm leaning very heavily toward giving out a spread pick on not one of those three games tonight, which Ben is not shocked about at all that I'm going off the board on
watch,
that.
And I'm gonna watch Michael Vick coaching debut tonight a little bit.
Oh yeah. That's right. I forgot about old Michael Vick making his debut, a little Towson Norfolk State action on ESPNU tonight.
Could be the next head coach of Virginia Tech.
Oh. We might find out on Sunday, Delvin. I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks very much. We will, once everybody gets their picks in, we're going to give you spread pick. Couple games tonight, couple tomorrow, and then four Saturday, and a couple Sunday, if I remember right. So a nice little spread for us there. When you're in a bind, call the plumber's name's number, 1-TOM-PLUMBER. Plumbing emergency. Could you imagine a Clemson game day plumbing emergency? You know, Williams-Brice Stadium had one of those a few years ago. A plumbing emergency. That was bad. One-time plumber, though, responsive. Before things get out of whack in your home, before things go totally off the rails for your business, one-time plumber is going to be out there at your plumbing emergency within 24 hours. That's their guarantee. They do great work on, like, normal planned scheduled services, things like that. Really helpful in the real estate space with transactions, buying and selling and building and things like that. But really, they are here for those emergencies. They embrace that. They want to be your plumber when things go awry. When you are in a pickle, Call the plumber whose name is his number, one Tom Plumber. We're talking games. We're talking picks. Lots of analysis coming your way in hour number 2654 Roar. Get in with us. We'll return in a moment.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hi, friends. I don't know about you, but I'm all about solutions, especially when it comes to life's biggest problems, like the health crisis that America is facing right now. That's why I'm so excited about my great experience with PhD Weight Loss. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking those weight loss drugs. In fact, just the opposite. PhD clients learn how to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food, behavioral coaching, and a proven science. These are habits that last a lifetime. I'm talking forever. I hope you'll get in touch with my great friends at PhD Weight Loss here in the Greenville office. Tell them that Mike V from The Roar sent you and that you want to learn how PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. If you're already on a weight loss drug and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her great team can help. Give them a call at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Planning a birthday, graduation, or teen celebration? Host your party at Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Handcrafted pizzas, wings, burgers, and 26 rotating local and craft beer taps, plus gluten-free and vegan options. Join us for weekday happy hours and trivia Thursday nights at 7. It's always a party here. Call ahead or order online. Delivery available at mellowmushroom.com. Visit 1007 Tiger Boulevard, and we'll bring the flavor. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Pizza, beer, and vibes that make every event unforgettable.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley, unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game.